Okay, quick. Think of a recent purchase you made. Well, chances are mighty good that your mobile phone was somehow involved, whether you tracked down a store location, you checked out products and prices, or you even closed the deal and made a sale on your phone. One survey done by a digital coupon website found that more than half the consumers they surveyed used their mobile device while they bought something in March of this year. Or let's talk dollars and cents, lots of dollars and cents. Mobile commerce transactions are expected to hit $1.5 trillion this year. And by 2017, you can look for that to top $3.2 trillion. Clearly something big is going on. And we wondered what's in store for consumers and businesses as more of us trade walking through the door of a brick and mortar store to a few thumb clicks on our smartphones. Well, joining us is Mike Vichik from Ann Arbor. He's the CEO and co-founder of Glyph. It's a mobile app that lets you pay with your mobile phone and also keep track of what you're spending. Mike, how has the increasing sophistication in our mobile phone technology changed the way that businesses and customers are interacting?
Well, thanks, first of all, for having me on the show. I think, if you ask any parent what they find about their children using mobile phones, they'll tell you that their phones are glued to their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And that is true, I think, also when people go out into the store, as the studies you suggested to also corroborated. I think there was actually a study done by a venture capitalist in California that said people check their phone 150 times every day.
I don't doubt that. I absolutely would be among that.
Yeah. So the concept of showrooming, where these big, you know, Best Buy, Staples, big brick and mortar stores are becoming showrooms for Amazon.com, is a trend that is going to continue. And I think that's a risk for a lot of traditionally brick and mortar oriented merchants. And the question is, how do you actually turn that into an opportunity?
Absolutely. So what we're talking about with showrooming is where I might walk in, take a look at that washing machine and then go, okay, thanks, or that whatever, and then go home and buy it online.
Absolutely. Or even worse, take the phone out of their pocket, scan the UPC on the product, and then have Amazon tell you the cheapest place you can buy it.
Ooh, okay. So it isn't just something that a small merchant has to cope with, because I have talked with merchants who say they'll come into my gift shop, look around, find that special piece of jewelry and say, okay, thanks, and walk out. And they know that that sale is going to some online company. That's tough for the small businesses. I've actually seen signs saying there's going to be a charge if you don't buy something. So the big stores, the big box stores and the chains have to deal with this as much as the little individual guys.
Absolutely. And traditionally, the smaller stores haven't been as well equipped. They typically don't have the data resources that a big retailer would have. So they don't have people sitting at the corporate HQ analyzing trends and patterns of how people shop. It's just the judgment of the store owner. So one of the things that I think that we are addressing at Glyph is to kind of give merchants and consumers a way to better connect and make smarter decisions between the two of them.
How so?
So to give you an example, for consumers, what we do when someone is in a store, after you download our app off the App Store, you tell us simply which credit cards are in your wallet,
mm-hmm.
not the card numbers or anything, just the type of card. So you'll say, I have an American Express Platinum or mm-hmm. a Chase Freedom. And then when you go into the real world out to buy something, what you do is you tap a button on your phone to open the app, and then we'll show you a list of merchants that are nearby. And once the user selects the merchant that they're at, the next screen they see is which credit card in their wallet will give them the most rewards on that purchase.
Okay. So not only are you tracking spending, you're also looking for those extra goodies.
Yeah, absolutely.
It helps you to do that.
So that's how we got started, was by helping consumers make smarter decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found in talking to merchants was that there was a lot of interest from them too. And specifically, they're always, especially small merchants, are looking for ways to find new customers and keep existing customers. So when you look at it, and let's say that on average, you go to your favorite restaurant once every 10 days.
All right.
What happens if it's been 15 days or 20 days since you've been there? Right now, there doesn't exist a channel for that merchant to get in front of you and say, hey, we'll give you, you know, a free drink when you come in, or 5% off, 10% off your purchase. So Glyph is a way for them to actually do that and to begin to engage their consumers when they want to be engaged.
Mike Vichik, what do you think is the bigger force right now, e-commerce and online shopping or m-commerce with your mobile phone?
Certainly where the growth is mobile, mm-hmm. mobile commerce, buying things online. And we're not yet seeing what I call mobile payments, which is really in-store purchasing yet. So I think e-commerce is kind of – it'll grow, but at its traditional pace. M-commerce is more explosive. But I think the one that once we figure out how exactly to help consumers and merchants in a physical store, that's the one that hasn't been cracked yet, and that's kind of at Glyph what we're most excited about.
What kind of trends do you think we should watch for in this world of mobile commerce?
Well, I think data is a trend that you can't ignore. Data and transparency that data brings.
What do you mean when you say data? What, for instance?
Prices, right? So this washer costs $700 at Best Buy, and online it's available for something less than that.
Okay.
Right. So that would be one example. Another one is data on what credit card rewards you're going to earn.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say data, I mean things that enable consumers and merchants to make smarter, more informed decisions. That's something that's not going away. So I think the key thing is how do you actually use that to your advantage as a seller or a buyer? And Glyph is trying to help take that data, that intelligence, mm-hmm. and then make sure that everyone knows about it and then help people make the best decision.
And can a merchant build loyalty amongst customers when they've got that little smartphone in their pocket and can go anywhere and access it? Can you still have that customer loyalty?
I think so, yeah. I think, you know, you could probably describe it as loyalty is dead, long live loyalty. Because loyalty might mean something different. It means you have to engage your consumer in a different way. It's not a card you send them in a mail. Things are going digital. So if you can engage with them, whether it's through a social media platform like Facebook or Pinterest, or through a commerce-focused platform like Glyph, I think there are definitely ways to build loyalty. You just have to think differently about it, and it doesn't mean the same thing that it did 10 years ago.
Mike Vichik is the CEO and co-founder of Glyph, and that's spelled G-L-Y-P-H. And this is a mobile app that will let you kind of search around, see who will give you the best deals, and also who will give you the most rewards on your credit card.
Absolutely.
And interesting app and interesting conversation. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mike.
Thanks for having me.